Welcome to This Is That, where the Word of God comes to life. Here, we take on everyday questions faced by believers and converts, and we dig through the Word of God where similar situations have occurred, and we break it down on how these Bible principles and doctrines can be applied in our daily life situations. And it is our intention and prayer that this fellowship will encourage your faith and strengthen your walk with God. And as our commitment to advance God's kingdom to every culture and nation, we appreciate it very much if you would hit that like button and to share and to subscribe to our channel. This is That, moving the apostolic on your favorite podcast and on YouTube, Call to Ministry. This is That segment. And every time you click on the like button, the more we get advertised out there. And the more we get advertised, the more we are able to reach people. And so before we start, just a couple of shout-outs to our friends at the Uplift Podcast with Brother Nathan Beeler, the Steadfast Devotion Podcast with Brother Trey and Brother Calvin, and to the Search for Truth Podcast with Pastor Young. And so, without much ado, let's get to the table with your host, and let's get digging. Praise God. Welcome to another episode of This Is That. And so we're here with my brother, Brother Nate. Thank you for being here. And we give glory and honor to God for even allowing us to be here and to speak the word and share the word with you all. And so do not be discouraged. We come and to speak the word of encouragement. We know that if ever you are in trouble, we know that you're going through storms. But despite the storms, be encouraged. Look up, for our help is from God. And so tonight, we're going to continue to talk about what keeps us from moving forward to where God wants us to be, what keeps us from getting our breakthrough. And last week, we talked about pride. Yes. And this week, we are going to continue and talk about doubt and unbelief. And so, my brother,
yes,
talking about doubt and unbelief, when we talk about doubt, the dictionary would say doubt is a feeling of being uncertain,
mm-hmm,
being unsure.
Yes.
And unbelief is the absence of faith. And so when we talk about doubt, it comes to everybody.
Yes.
It's not just those that without knowledge, but even those with knowledge, even yeah, those like have great degrees and yeah, other things, doubt will come in unto them.
Yes. Well, you know, doubt, when you really look into doubt, doubt is an uncertainty about the truth of reality of spiritual things.
Yes.
As seen especially in the lack of faith.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it comes to in our commitment to God.
Amen.
You know, because some people, you know, they don't want to make that true commitment and completely sell out,
yeah,
because of the doubt,
yeah,
of commitment.
That's right.
You know, it's like that in relationships. It's like that in whatever you do.
Yeah.
It can happen. You know, yeah, some of the nature of doubt, doubt leads to insecurities, the lack, yeah, of trust concerning,
yes,
God.
Yes.
God's willingness and ability to deliver his people. Like, you know, some people, they rather believe in man,
yeah,
trust man, oh, than yeah, actually trust in God.
That's right.
It also leads to fear.
Oh,
always. And, you know, and we gotta get over it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so a question coming in to our mind is like, where did doubt came from? Because surely doubt did not came from God. Because God is saying, have faith, have faith.
Yeah.
But doubt comes from the enemy. It came from the devil himself.
Yeah.
What the enemy does is he tries to create doubt. Example for this one is we can find it in the book of Genesis.
Yes.
God gave Adam a command. He said, do not eat of the fruit of this tree,
mm-hmm,
or else you will die. And so what the enemy does is he tries to manipulate the words. He's trying to going to create a doubt. He's like, well, did God really say that you're going to die? Because
yeah,
if we read what the enemy did in Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, it says, and the serpent said unto the man, you shall not surely die.
Mm-hmm.
But the word of God says, you will surely die. Yeah. And so what the enemy did was he created doubt in there and said, you will not surely die. That's what the enemy does, is trying to twist the word of God, trying to put doubt in us. Yeah. Why? Because if he can put doubt in us, then he already won, because he doesn't want us to go to where God wants us to be.
Yes, yes. And like he was saying, that's a perfect way, that's the perfect point to start when we're talking about doubt.
Yeah.
And I will start at verse number one, where it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord has made.
Yeah.
And he said unto the woman, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
That's right.
And suddenly that voice started to play in her mind. Because before that moment, the only voice she heard was Adam and God.
Yes.
But when the devil came in, and started to, now my mind is running on something that it ain't supposed to run on.
That's right.
And now it's bringing forth something, a feeling that I ain't supposed to feel.
That's right.
Questioning God.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, there's not even supposed to be should we even question God? Because God is deity. God is high. He's above all things.
That's right.
And because of that point right there, you think about it, that's what trickled to where we are right now.
That's right.
To where we're not really, it's still a little bit of doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's breaking forth that we need to break out of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the enemy is running hard as he can to make us have that doubt.
Yeah,
that's because true. He knows that God should not be doubted.
Yes, yes. And doubt comes into us when we are not really grounded in the truth, when we just have a little understanding of the truth. Because if you know something, you proved something and you read it by yourself, and you will know that, well, this is what the word says.
But if we
just depend on people to speak to us and say, oh, this is what the God says, then and you believe that and you don't search the word for yourself, then when the enemy is going to come and say, oh, that's not really what it says. This is what it says.
Yeah.
So it's really a must that we have a good foundation of the Word of God. We really need to dig in and really to establish ourselves in the Word of God. We have to have that foundation. Yes. So when the enemy is going to come, then we are not going to be deceived. We are not going to doubt because God says it.
Because God said, because I want to take us to a scripture, Psalms 118, verse 8-9. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man.
Amen.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princesses. And the reason why I said that, because you said you can't always just take man's word for what they say, because every man don't have your best health involved. They're not thinking about you. A lot of people's selfish.
Yeah.
And they got their own desires. They got their own motives that they're trying to do. And they'll do anything they can, and not knowing that somebody might try to derail you because they see something in you. They see confidence. They see courage. They see boldness in you. And if they know, if they can just do anything to derail that by bringing a little bit of unbelief, that's going to bring you years off of what you should, where you was strictly going.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to a lot of people's dreams is because somebody came and derailed them by bringing a little bit of doubt and a little bit of unbelief, just like it was in the garden.
Yes, yes. Yes, and many are not pursuing God. Many are not moving forward because they entertain doubt in them. Because this great figure went unto them and, well, you're old, you cannot be used by God.
Yeah.
And they allow that, I'm old. They allow that doubt to come into them. They're not going to be able to move forward.
Yeah.
But if we stick to the Word of God, man, there's a lot of old men, there's a lot of young men, there's a lot of unlearned people in the Bible, the disciples.
Yeah.
They didn't grow up in the school, or they didn't go to the school of the Pharisees, but yet God use them
in a mighty way.
Yes, yeah. That's right. And so, well, doubt is the weapon of the enemy, and if he can cause us to doubt ourselves, doubt yes. our belief in God, doubt his word, then he has already put the shackles on us. He has put the chains on yeah. us.
And that is basically where a lot of people, the enemy has put some people in shackles, or their families in shackles.
Yeah.
And now there's a family curse of doubt.
Yes.
It's a yeah. family curse of unbelief. Mm. And there's so many things that people will try to use to bring forth that doubt, which is false doctrine.
Yeah.
False religion.
Yes.
And not knowing that this is just a cover up for what the truth really is. Because the truth is, there's one God.
Yes.
No matter how you see it,
yeah.
no matter how you try to cover it up, no mm-hmm. matter how you try to make it seem like, you know, well, they got this and this. Oh, these was the first people and mm-hmm. all this stuff. Mm-hmm. All that don't matter. There's mm-hmm. one God.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter how yeah. you try to unravel it, yes. no matter how you try to crack it open, yeah. open it up, there's yeah. one God.
Yeah.
That yes. one God is God of all.
Yeah. When doubt comes, there's always this little brother coming along with it, is the unbelief. When we say unbelief, mm-hmm. this is the absence of faith, lack of faith.
Mm-hmm. And trusted in God.
Amen, yeah.
That challenge his truthfulness.
Yeah.
And find expression in disobedience and rebellious.
Amen, that's true. And so you talked about that, and it reminds me of the Israelites in Numbers chapter 13. When the people would rather believe the reports of evil men. And so what happened with this is, when God gave Moses a command to check out the land, Moses sent 12 spies to the land. And when they went out and checked the land, and they came back, and they said, well, we cannot take the land. Well, we're grasshoppers in their sight. We're small. They're all giants. And what they were doing was this, they were putting doubt, putting fear, they were putting unbelief in the hearts of men, because God says, this is your land.
Yes.
And this man, these leaders would come and say, oh, we cannot take this land, this yeah. is not for us. And so what they were doing is putting unbelief in the hearts of men.
Yes.
And so when our actions, when our beliefs are guided by men, by report of men, instead of the report coming from God, and we will always be confounded. We will always be stuck where we are. Why? Because we do not believe, we did not trust the word of God, just like what you said.
Yes, and it's very important that it's what are you listening to?
Yes.
You know? Because one of the things that as I was studying for this is, it says, in all unbelief there are these two things, a good opinion of oneself and a bad opinion of God.
Yeah.
So in Numbers 13, only thing they saw was what they was going to have to go through.
Yes.
They saw the pain, and if we try to take this land, we're gonna die, and there's giants in this land, you know, and all this, but not knowing that God is going to give you this land.
Oh, yes.
God has already promised you
already
this
promised.
Right here.
Yeah.
So, and by them going back and speaking those words, again, it's got their minds going. Mm-hmm. It got their minds, you know, feeding off of this the words of doubt.
Yes.
And what would happen if we took every word of doubt out of us?
Oh.
Let's say if we cleanse ourselves of every doubt, how then would we walk?
Yeah.
How then will we talk? How then will we treat each other if we didn't have no doubts?
Yes.
No unbelief.
Yes.
And what we trust.
Yes. The enemy would be very scared.
Yeah.
Because if we take out doubt, we take out unbelief, then we can go over there without fear, and we just take the land.
I mean, just imagine every goal that you have set in your mind that the enemy has quickly came and said, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can't make that business.
Yes.
You can't teach that Bible study.
Yes.
You can't reach those people.
Yes.
But every when that comes, just say all that just gone.
Yeah.
And right now, every time when you get that, when God speaks and said, you can take that land, you'd be yeah. like, well, God says, yeah, I can do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of, and I believe that's where we need to be trying to step towards in our walk with God.
Yeah.
Because if we can step towards an unbelief, have a mind of just believers.
Yes.
Because oh. right now, it's so easy to blend in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What makes a true man of God different mm-hmm. if he got the belief?
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's so easy to blend in with the world if you got a little bit of unbelief. You know, God ain't healing these days. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And God did miracles, but God ain't doing miracles these
yeah.
days. And,
yeah.
you know, well, they got the Holy Ghost, but I don't think I can get it, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah. let's say we just took all that away and say, I can,
yes.
I can,
yes.
I can.
That's right.
I can. Because that's what God is looking for right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it comes down to, do you trust or do you have faith in the voice that's speaking to you? Do you have faith in God?
Hey, 11.
Oh.
Hebrews.
Oh, man.
Hebrews 11.
That's awesome.
We got to bring it in.
Yeah.
Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So this is a powerful scripture that I love. Because it's letting me know that as long as I'm seeking God, I should have expectations of the blessings of God through faith.
That's right.
And without faith, there is no pleasing him.
That's right. That's
so
right.
as long as I'm seeking him,
that's right.
I got expectations
yeah.
in my faith.
Yeah.
Nobody can take that. Mm. Don't put nothing in this.
Yes.
This is right. the word of God.
Yes.
That's I'm right. going to be blessed
that's right.
because that's God said he's looking for me to seek him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Do not pollute his word.
Don't.
Because his word is already pure. And if we put doubt in it, then we're just like, oh, you're not really God. We're telling God that he's a liar. But he doesn't lie.
Yeah.
His word is true.
His word is true. And matter of fact, I think if you put something with this, that's a sin.
Oh, yes.
We should watch out for that toxic friend,
yeah.
for
yeah.
that toxic doubt,
yeah.
that anything that tried to come against you and the word of God,
yes.
I would automatically shut it out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you talk too much, I'm going to push you out. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because I'm here to make a stand on what I believe,
yes.
and I ain't going to allow you to try to put any unbelief in me.
Yeah.
Now, if I have a chance to put the belief in you, because I'm going to stand on glory to God.
Oh,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm going to stand because I believe.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying? We believe.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, but no lie, doubt do come.
Yes, it comes. And it comes in a lot of forms. But before we speak doubt, okay. you talk about Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah,
and I have a little bit something too. In Matthew chapter 21,
Ooh.
In verse 21, it would say, I'm just going to read it for you. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith,
Mm-hmm.
and doubt not.
Ooh.
You shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done.
Praise God.
So what was going on in here is that Jesus and his disciples went to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And they passed by over this fig tree. And Jesus looked into this fig tree and like there was no fruit. There's a lot of leaves, but there was no fruit mm-hmm. in it. And so he spoke to that fig tree. And then they came back in the morning and they said, Peter said, oh, master, look at the fig tree when that you spoke into it. And now it's dead. And Jesus said, well, if you believe, have faith and do not doubt. And when you speak something, believe it, and it will happen, and it will happen. Last week, we talked about Nehemiah trusting in God. And at first, when there was this great army of Syrians, he trusted God. He prayed to God and said, Lord, I need you to fight the battles for me. I'm just paraphrasing, by the way. And so, but then God delivered him. And so when this small army arose, instead of trusting in God, he trusted in his money and he said, oh, I'm going to pay this man to come and fight for me.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that at first when it was impossible, you went into God. And now why are you trusting the people? Why are you trusting the other armies to come and defend you? Why not come to God again? Because God is, if God performed a miracle for you, believe that He's going to perform another miracle for you. If God blessed you the first time, He's not just gonna bless you one time, but He's going to bless you multiple times.
Hey, praise God. Praise God. Because God, people don't realize that God is willing to prove Himself.
Oh, yes.
You give Him an opportunity, He's gonna prove it.
That's right.
You know? And that's where God wants to be.
Yeah.
God want to be a God that can prove.
Yeah.
He's a proving God.
Yeah.
He's a prayer answering God. You know? Yeah. But one thing about by entertaining it and by keeping that doubt and that worry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna talk a little bit. I'm gonna go to a little bit. First Kings, chapter 18. And I'm just going to read verse 21, and it says, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long how ye between two opinions?
Yes.
If the Lord be God, follow Him.
Yes.
But if Baal, then follow him.
Yeah.
And the people answered him not a word." So it gets to the point to where by walking with unbelief can lead you away from God.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look at what God told Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 17, it says in here, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I have commanded you. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them." And so what this is saying is that God called Jeremiah to be his prophet.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I found you, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. Before you were born." In verse 1, verse 17, God told Jeremiah, "Go and speak to the people everything that I tell you. Do not be afraid of their faces. If you do this, then I will confound you." Meaning, if you do this, if you doubt, then you'll forever be doubtful. And so, what I'm trying to say here is that, again, going back to the voices, there are voices, I mean, we say we hear from God, and when God speaks to us, I mean, this is our prayer. "Lord, I want to hear from you. Speak, oh Lord God, and I will listen."
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when God speaks to us and say, "Lord, is that really you? Lord, if it's really you, I want you to do this and do that." And when it happens, like, "Lord, is it real?" Again, God performed it. And we come again and say, "Lord, one more time, is it really you?" Why do we do that? It reminds me of Gideon.
Yes.
When God told him, "Oh, Gideon, I'm going to use you in a mighty way." Like, "Lord, is it really you that's speaking to me? Mm-hmm. If it's really you, I'm going to put this fleece."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If it in the morning, if there's water on the fleece, dew on the fleece, and the ground is dried, and I know that it's you. Yeah. And God did it.
Yeah.
And again, he did. "Lord, if it's really you, one more time, I'm going to make sure if the ground is wet and the fleece is dry, then I know that it is you."
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do that? We continuously ask for confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. How many confirmations do we need to see before acting on the Word of God?
You know, that is very right. And what do we need to do to make sure that we're not bringing forth of a whole bunch of generation of unbelievers?
Yeah.
But that brings me to the scripture of where it says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal,
yes,
and to kill,
yes,
and to destroy."
Yes.
That is what the devil here is to do. "But there is a God. I come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundant."
Amen.
And see, but they don't realize that these words, sometimes people don't realize the power of words. But you get some people that realize how powerful the words, and some people look too deep into a word.
Mm-hmm.
But in these words, something that you might want to look a little deep in, but not too deep, because you got to realize that the thief comes to steal.
Mm-hmm.
And to steal, he's here to steal anything of joy,
mm-hmm,
anything that is positive, anything that can lead you to, mm-hmm, a better place, that can lead you home,
yeah,
to your true home.
Yeah.
He's going to take that.
Yeah.
He's going to kill you.
Yeah.
We're living in a time where people is not realizing the true enemy.
Amen.
They're looking at, gangs are looking at at rags, mm-hmm. red, mm-hmm. blue, orange, mm-hmm. black, mm-hmm. white. And then you got humanity. They're looking at racial. Mm-hmm. They're yeah. looking at black. They're looking at brown. They're looking yeah. at, you know, white and all this. They're looking at all of these, yeah. not knowing that this is just a plan from the enemy from the jump street.
Yes.
This is the enemy plan to bring forth division.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. When were we going to wake up and realize, this is what I've been telling my teens, mm-hmm. that when we're going to wake up and realize that the true war is between good and evil.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're fighting a spiritual warfare. Well, we're trying to fight a spiritual warfare, but you're fighting against us, because mm-hmm. we're trying to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're trying to knock back that unbelief. Yes. We're trying to kill every doubt that you might have.
Yes.
And we're trying to bring forth evidence. And we can't do that because you're not proven just to mm-hmm. take a little step, walk of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Because the enemy has got you so wound up, so yes. chained.
Yes. Yes. And doubt comes to even the very best of us.
Man.
Even the pastors.
Yeah.
The Bible, John the Baptist himself.
Yeah.
When he was in prison, it says he sent his two disciples and say, go and ask yeah. Jesus, are you the one?
Are you really the one?
Or we look for another.
Yeah.
So doubt is it's not just for those who are been beaten up, but it comes to the very best of us.
It does.
It reminds me of when Moses and the Israelites were here in between the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh behind them trying to get onto them. And what did Moses tell the people? Stand still and see salvation of the Lord. Ultimately, doubt and unbelief, it boils down to, do we have faith?
It does.
Faith in God.
Faith in God. And you know, that takes us back to, as I was talking about Elijah a little mm-hmm. bit ago.
Yeah.
And so it came down to where, I'm just going to paraphrase it, where they end up making some altars. He said, we're going to have altars and the God that answers yes. by fire.
That's right. Let him be God.
Let him be God. Yeah. So it's a point to where we got to get to the point to where we want to see, where we should want to see evidence.
Yes. Yes.
Not just some, blow me some smoke.
Yeah.
Not just do some little dance and make yeah. it sound good,
yeah.
because that's what all Baal did.
Oh, yeah.
They had some little smoke. They cut themselves. They did yeah. everything they could.
Yeah.
And if you look and you're thinking, man, these guys really believe in what they're doing.
Yeah.
They look like yeah. they're really spiritual.
Yes.
They looked it spiritual. Yeah. And Elijah was sitting back. He was cracking jokes on them.
Yeah.
He said, maybe your God is asleep.
Yeah.
Maybe your God is busy. You know
travel.
What I mean? Because he knew the truth.
Yes.
He didn't have no doubt in mm-hmm. his God.
No.
He knew who God yes. was.
Yes.
And the moment that it came, he started putting water. And pretty soon he said a prayer.
Yeah.
And God brought down fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Evidence.
Yes.
And from that moment on, they didn't all their doubt. When that fire came down,
yeah.
that's what we need. We yes. need evidence
yes.
of who God is.
Yes.
And we got to search for it.
Yes. I love it when you said that. Because the reason why a lot of people are having doubts of, well, I can just stay here and still be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why people are doubting to come to God, come to the church, is because there's a lot of people that are so-called called of God that are not really called by God.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pretenders.
False
just
prophets.
Yeah, that's because, yeah, that's right. False
yeah.
prophets that are arising and say, oh, this is going to happen to you. This is going to happen to
yeah.
you. And it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And now the people say, well, you said it's going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now it tries to come doubt in us and like, well, this is what that person said and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Why should I believe in you?
Yeah.
Because, well, they don't have the truth. Like we were talking about, well, if we are the truth, then the Bible says that this sign shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
If we as Christians will really stand up and start believing without doubt, without compromise, that God is going to do what he says and he's going to do it through us. And God will perform miracles.
He will.
Why? Because that's what he said. But if we start to doubt ourselves, doubt God that sent us, then he's not going to perform it. Why? Because we have doubt in us. And when we do that and these miracles didn't happen and people are going to see that, well, it didn't happen, then in return, those people are going to have doubt and unbelief in their hearts. So it starts in us. Us, that so-called Christians, child of God, that we should not have doubt in us.
That's right. Because the doubt that the enemy is trying to put is really trying to derail us from what God is really true purpose and the walk that God has made us a path.
Mm, amen.
And the devil knows that if he can derail you from that path,
yes,
that he thinks that he is totally messing up the God's plan.
That's right.
But he don't realize, he does realize it, but if he don't get you to realize it and keep you in the doubt, and keep me in the worry,
yeah,
and keep me in the unbelief,
yeah,
that there's no way, oh, there's no hope, it's all done, I messed up too many times.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There is a Savior.
Yes, that's right.
There's Jesus.
Yes, yes.
To make a path, to make a better path for us now.
Amen.
A better, that's the glory of God. Because when the enemy comes and derail you and bring forth the doubt, if you can get that doubt and put it back in line with the truth,
mm-hmm,
there's Jesus who's going to make an even a better path. Because now you have realized the plans of the enemies. God has opened your spiritual senses to let you see what the trickery of God, what the trickery of the devil is.
Yes. Yes.
And now you know some of the tricks of the enemy.
Amen.
And God is like, okay, now, but through Jesus, now you can go this way.
Yeah. Yeah,
because now your eyes have been opened a little bit more, but you see who brought you through.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on him.
Amen. Amen. You just got to have faith.
You got to have faith.
Talking about that, in 2 Kings chapter 5, it talks about a commander of the Syrian army, Naaman, who is a leper. And he said, and the king of Assyria told Naaman, go to Israel, because there's a prophet in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in there expecting the prophet would just say, you're healed.
Yeah.
But then he came there and he met this assistant of the prophet,
mm-hmm,
and said, well, the prophet said, you go and dip in the Jordan River seven times.
Yeah.
And he went home like, well, I thought that the prophet would come and lay his hands on me and I was going to be healed.
A little bit of pride.
Yeah. And so he doubted the word of the prophet because he was there expecting this and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Now he says, well, I'm not going to go there. But good thing that there was this servant who said, well, if the prophet would say that you go and take the city and bigs and you will be rewarded greatly, then won't you go do it?
Mm.
And so, well, he at the end of the story, he did that. He went to dunk himself in the Jordan River seven times.
And he was healed.
And he was healed. What would have happened if he continued to entertain the doubt in his heart and said, well, I'm not going to go?
Well, first of all, he still would be sick.
Yes, he would still be a leper.
I think that's very powerful because when God asks us to do something,
mm-hmm,
if we don't do it, we are still walking now in unbelief.
Yes.
Now we are walking still sick.
Yeah.
With doubts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When God is saying, man, I'm about to bring you through.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to bring you out, but I just need you to go in the water.
Yes.
I need you to get baptized.
Yes.
Not in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, but there's one of them all in one.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
I need you to get dipped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't realize that God is not a difficult God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a God to be like, all right, you're going to have to climb Mount Everest,
mm-mm,
then you're going to have to go through the Sahara Desert, and I might think about seeing you a breakthrough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
God is like, I need you to just take out all that doubt.
That's right.
Cleanse yourself of that doubt. Yeah. Take off that unbelief.
Yeah.
Test me.
Yes.
Try me.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove myself.
Yeah.
I prove.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes there's so much proof that some people just be like, you know, like I bet you, like if we tell them our testimony,
mm-hmm,
they're gonna be like,
for you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Not knowing that the only reason why we're even here and even have a passion and have a fire to do this, this is a God's thing.
Amen.
Because God delivered us. God brought us through.
Yes.
And we have walked in belief. We're believers.
Yes, amen.
We're believers.
Amen.
We're not perfect.
Amen.
But we believe,
amen,
and we walk knowing who God is.
Amen.
And when God said, take a dip, we took that dip.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen. And I'm just going to go back to, you said it earlier, talking about help my unbelief. See, this man came to his, to Jesus' disciples. Mm-hmm. In Mark chapter 9, it talks mm-hmm. about this father who has a son that's been oppressed by devils. He went to the disciples of Jesus, but the disciples could not cast the, mm-hmm. the devils out of him. And he went to Jesus and said, "Lord, help me. I came to your disciples and your disciples were not able to heal my child." Mm-hmm. And said, "Are you sure I am able to do this?" He said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are able to do this. Help my unbelief."
Yes.
And that is where we need to come.
Yes.
Lord, I do not see, I mean, I cannot see it, but I know that I believe that you are able to do it. We just have to put like trust in God and believe that he's able to do it.
We got to put, that's like, it's no matter what, everything is you cooking up something.
Yeah.
Either it's going to be bad or good.
Yes.
But sometimes when you make it something with God, sometimes it's very important just to use simple ingredients.
Amen.
Just put a lot of belief.
Yes.
Put a lot of trust.
Yes.
And just pour it over with faith.
Amen.
With those ingredients, you can't go wrong.
Amen.
Whatever you're trying to make, whatever you're trying to create, with God, that's all you need.
Amen.
Because it says in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, it says, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, mm-hmm. be thou removed mm-hmm. and be thou cast into the sea,
amen.
And shall not doubt in his heart,
that's right,
but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever so he saith.
Amen.
Meaning that, say it, believe it.
Yes.
Trust God for it.
Yes.
You know, and I remember the man of God was preaching and he said, it might not come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It might not come today.
Yeah.
But don't allow that to stop believing.
Yep.
Keep believing.
Yes.
There's so many, if you read the Bible, there's so many things that happen like, Abraham and Sarah, and there's so many stories in the Bible where the Savior didn't come to some people. There was one who said, "You're going to see the Savior before you die." Yeah. Like, man, so I'm just living to see this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it ain't like just because it don't happen in your time.
Yeah.
Maybe God is preparing you.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe God is working on us.
Yeah. And sometimes you're talking about maybe it doesn't happen. Well, I noticed that we are conditioned to believe that if that powerful man is just going to come to me and just going to speak a word to me, then I'm going to believe.
Yeah.
But here comes like this.
A brother like my brother
Nate. We're not that popular. And then we come to you and speak like, I speak healing unto you. And then you say, well, I'm okay. And you don't believe, you don't trust, you put doubt in your heart. Just because it is us that's praying over you, God's not going to perform the miracle for you. Why? Because you doubted us. Well, God doesn't just use this powerful man, but God uses people. God uses those whom he anoints.
Yes.
So the reason why most would not be able to move forward, most would not be able to receive their miracles, is just because they're waiting for that particular person. They're waiting for that powerful man to come and say, that most popular man to come and say, mm-hmm. well, you receive your healing. And if we condition ourselves to just, well, it has to be just him, then we are going to miss our miracles. Just what you said, we there's doubt in there. Don't doubt what God sent, son. Don't doubt what God sent. Well, there is a story. There's this storm that came.
Mm-hmm.
It flooded the whole area. And this man would go to his roof. And he was going to pray, Lord, save me.
Yeah.
And here comes the sheriff with a boat and say, hey, come now. I come to get you out of here. But he would say, Lord, no, it's okay. God's going to save me.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept praying. And now here comes the helicopter. It would come into him. Hey, come on, jump into this crate and we will lift you out of here. No, it's okay. God's going to save me. And finally he died. And he went to heaven and he said, Lord, why didn't you save me?
Yeah.
Like, well, my son, I'm sorry, but I send you the sheriff.
Yeah.
But you doubted that it came from
me. Yeah.
I send you the helicopter, but you doubted that it was from me. And now you're crying for help. And so, Emil, it's not real, but it is a story where we can pick our lesson in.
You know, and you got to think about it, even as the Bible, talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, some people, when they saw Jesus, they just saw another Nazarene.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And not knowing that this is God.
Yeah.
You know, in the flesh.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a point to where you don't know, and people not realizing that those who have the Holy Ghost have the Spirit of Jesus in them. So really, by us walking and fasting and killing our flesh, we are literally just Jesus walkers.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean, seriously, we're just Jesus walkers.
Yeah.
We're willing, we got a breakthrough waiting to get through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got a healing ready to touch you.
Yes.
But if you bring forth doubt, sometimes that will bring us out. And we like, man, hold on, wait a minute. You don't seem like you're in it. Like a person, like if Jesus was here, like if the real deal was here, if a big high official was here, you would be all falling out.
Yeah.
But here comes me. God sent me.
Yeah.
You know, God sent Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
To save us.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And people believe. I mean, look what they did to Jesus.
Yes.
Because of their unbelief.
Amen.
Because they didn't believe that he was God.
Yeah, that's true.
They doubted him all the way. And it took for him to rise again, for them to be like, he wasn't like us.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah. The Bible will tell us a lot of examples where men and women who trusted in God, even though they did not see where God is bringing them, almost always have victories beyond their imaginations.
That's true.
And if you read Matthew chapter 14, verse 30 to 31, Jesus would say, why did you doubt? It's questioning. So, God has something for us. God has something for us, a breakthrough for us, a field, a mission field. But then when we start to doubt, we are going to start sinking. We're not going to move forward. And Jesus is going to say, man, I was about to perform that miracle for you, but why did you doubt?
Why did you doubt? You know, another thing, because Jesus was always by water. I'm reading Matthew, verse 8.
That's awesome.
And it says, and he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?
Amen.
Then he arose and he rebuked the wind and the sea.
Yes.
And there was a great calm. And this is when there was a storm on the ship. Yeah. Jesus was sleeping. Because he's God.
Yeah.
He don't doubt.
No.
You know what I mean? No. He's like, hey, you know.
Yeah.
I'm God, you know? And but we must learn to even to trust God.
Amen.
In the storm.
Yes, that's right.
Because sometimes God brings storms.
Yeah.
But sometimes the enemy can bring a storm.
That's right.
But God is God over all things.
All things. That's right.
So we must learn to trust God no matter what we go through.
Amen.
Because sometimes it comes to just to get us stronger.
Yes.
To get it. God is preparing us, because like they was on the boat and God brought them through a storm. If they would, regardless, they still went through the other side.
Yeah.
But now they went through the other side thinking, man, God said that we just didn't have, you know, we needed more faith.
Yeah.
And maybe that start clicking in their mind that they needed more faith.
Yeah.
But if they would have just looked down and been like, oh man, don't worry. No worries, no doubts.
Yeah.
There's Jesus. He's good with it, so we good with it. You know
Amen.
What I mean?
Amen.
And it don't matter what storm and what battle we're facing.
Yeah.
If we can just get to trust in God.
Amen.
Have Amen. Faith in God.
That's right.
And learn that God can strengthen us and make us better, bolder in every storm that
that's
we
right.
face. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because let's say here in a couple of months that we're going to have wars. We're going to have, it's going to go chaos.
Yes. Just got to trust that God is going to perform what he says.
Amen. That's where we need to be stepping in this, going into these next couple of years.
Yeah.
We need to get back to teaching kids
yes
about the Word of God.
Yes.
Let them know who God is. Yeah. Open this Word up.
Oh, yeah.
With your kids.
Yeah.
Pray with them.
Amen.
Because we need prayer with kids more than ever.
Yeah.
Because you go, unless you're so bound up to letting your kids be confused and doubtful of who they are.
That's right.
What type of generation are we raising here?
That's right.
Of doubtful, you know, untrustworthy kids. I mean, a kid that don't know where they are, they're confused.
Yeah.
You ever looked at a kid that don't know that?
Yeah.
They look lost.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say nothing, but you know, I mean, we got to get to the point to where we're going to break down, and it's just the point of having morals.
Yeah.
It's just the point of having real, of just life morals.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yes.
Having life morals.
Yes.
Righteousness and holiness.
Yes.
Seeking something good for ourselves. Amen. A word. This word is worth trusting.
Oh, yes.
This Amen. Word is worth, because this word went back, this is the word that made us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
America was strong when they trusted in this word.
Yes.
But the moment they took the word out, now look at us. Mm.
Abraham, father of faith, he didn't know God.
Mm-mm.
But he trusted the voice that called him to say, get out of the land.
Yeah.
Get out of the place and leave your kindred, leave your kinfolks, and I'm going to bring you to a place. And I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make your descendants as great as the sand of the sea.
Praise God.
And he trusted God.
Yes.
Did he fail? Of course he failed.
Yeah.
He failed a lot of times.
He did.
But then he didn't put doubt. He trusted in the God that called him.
He did.
And God made sure that his descendants would be this. We are now part of that children of Abraham.
Children of Abraham.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ, through that bloodline.
Yes.
Because of the baptism.
Yes.
Washed in the blood.
Yes.
And we got to make sure that we realize that, man, it's very important for us to make sure that we're walking. Because he had to get out.
Yeah.
Of whatever that situation of that, because his family was idolaters.
Yes, yes.
They was false. They was in all that false god and all that. They was the makers of them. They made them.
Makers.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very important to make us realize that, you know, maybe sometimes what we're looking at, it might look good where we at, but if they don't have the truth, maybe we need to separate from them and make sure that we get to where we are, because when you get to God, God gives us that peace through every trial and tribulation. If you go through something and you feel like, even you might have all the money in the world, you might have everything that you need, but the moment one little tragedy come your way and you are broken, that's when that should let you know in your mind that you need something that ain't going to break in you.
Yes.
And that's God.
Yes. Amen.
You know, because I've been through a little bit, especially in this last week.
Mm.
I've been through a lot. But what kept me was God.
Amen.
If I didn't have God, I would have been easily broken.
Yeah.
It would have been so many spirits and demons that would have been trying to tell me to go do this. Because in Jesus, I go to the church and pray.
Yeah.
So, and I find peace there. Yeah. My prayer time is like my initial strengthening, binding, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I didn't have that life, if I didn't have that relationship with God, and the things that would have happened this week, I would have been easily so doubtful, so worried, so stressed, and so like, you know, God, why did you let this happen, and all of that.
Yeah.
But because I do have that relationship with God, and because I am a believer, and I don't doubt God, I doubt myself, but I don't doubt God.
Don't doubt God.
You can doubt yourself all you want to, but don't doubt God.
Yes.
Because God is going to do what you can't do.
Amen. That is so true. And so how we overcome doubt and unbelief is just, we just have to let go of the traditions that we thought we knew and just trust in his word.
Amen.
Trust in what he says. If he sends a man of God and you know that that person is a man of God that prays and obeys God truly, then obey his voice.
Mm.
Do not doubt me if this is what you've been taught, but this is what God is trying to say. Believe his word. There are times we doubt because we have never done this before. It never happened to us before, but trust God. Trust in where God is leading you. And if you do that, if you take away doubt and just believe in His word, believe in where He's taking you. He may have given you a dream and you may not see it happen this year, but believe in that. Why? Because it will come to pass. Do not believe and trust in the false prophets, but trust in God and the people that He have anointed to speak in your lives. And if you do that, there's no doors, there's no hindrances to where God is going to bring you. We hope that our lesson tonight has given you the strength to continue to pursue God and trust in God, and do not doubt in the word that He has spoken to you. You might be having a very difficult circumstance right now. You might be having sickness. You might have trouble in your marriage. But God sent somebody. God says in His word, do not doubt, but trust in Him. Because He didn't put you in that place to destroy you, but He's putting you in that place for a specific reason. Trust in His word. And if you do that, the enemy is not going to be able to put chains and shackles on you. As we close, my brother is going to pray for us. And we pray that if ever there's a doubt in your heart, seek God and He will help you. Say, Lord, I'm not strong, but be my strength. Help my unbelief.
Lord God, we give You glory. We give You praise.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord God, for anyone who is watching this podcast, yes, that if there's any doubt, if there's any unbelief, Lord, yes, God, Lord God, I bind that right now in the, yes, name of Jesus, and I loosen boldness. I loosen truth into their spirits right now. God, I, amen, pray that You can open their spiritual eyes, their spiritual senses,
yes,
to what is going on. God, I,
yes,
pray that they can hear a word from You. I pray, God, that they can see the miracles and the breakthroughs, God. I pray that they can look back and see the hand of God that has been on their lives. Lord God, I pray for miracles and breakthroughs to come forth into their families, Lord God. I'm praying for those who is believing for a miracle, for those who are sick, for those who have wounded, for those who have been hurt spiritually, mentally, Lord God. I'm praying that they can allow all the unbelief to be removed. And I pray, God, that when they pray that prayer in faith, that they could see an answer by answering prayer, God. For God, You answer prayers. You are a miracle worker. I pray, Lord God, for miracles and breakthroughs in those who watch and that believe in God in faith. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And so, from my brother and I, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.
Well, there you go, my friends. We hope that you were blessed by the sharing of the word, and we pray that God would continue to bless you and guide you as we journey together towards the calling wherewith we were all called. And we hope you enjoyed our table talk, and please don't forget to click on that like button, to share, to subscribe to This Is That on your favorite podcast, and also find us on YouTube at Call to Ministry. Just click on This Is That video link. Until we meet again, continue to stay strong in the Lord. And as we continue to move together in the apostolic, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.